North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, coming to you from Tuscaloosa, Alabama at Government Plaza as we celebrate the Down Syndrome Alabama Walk. Now, there are three walks taking place today, Hoover, Auburn as well. And right now I have with me Anna and Dawn Sykes, and they have 321 sweet treats. I saw them as they had a lot of people at their booth, and they were selling a lot of goodies. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Dawn and Anna.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This is an exciting day to have people come up to your table and want to be a part of your effort and your bakery products. How does that make you feel?
A lot better.
We are really overwhelmed with how much support she did get here today. We've never been to the walk in any part of Alabama. We have been to New York for one, and this is really good. And I'm so proud to see all the awareness that's going to come out of this. So.
Well, this is the inaugural walk, the very first one in Tuscaloosa, and you're part of it. So that's pretty special to be part of the first one. And then the second one and third one, you can always say, hey, I was part of that very first one that they had.
Thank you so much for having me.
I tell you, watching all the people that are here to support it, it's really amazing to see the community support. And I've met several people like Macaroni Kid, and then also Dina and Ashley, met them with Hey Girl. So that was interesting to get to meet them and talk to them as well. As a matter of fact, Dina and Ashley will be coming up on this same show, and we'll be talking about Hey Girl and talking about their journey. Let's talk about some of the activities that you've been involved in.
I play softball, cheering, and baby club. 3 years at UWA.
And for those not in the area, UWA is the University of West Alabama over in Livingston, Alabama. She was a part of that program. COVID kind of slowed things down a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, she was a cheerleader there for 3 years. They asked her to join the squad when she was still a junior in high school. So she did 3 years with them, and then COVID struck, and she did a semester of college at Coastal Alabama in Gilbertown, and she liked the college, but it was a different environment than the high school, so she decided she didn't want to go back and do that, so we just decided to open a bakery. She has she has three part-time jobs, actually, besides the bakery. She does the bakery Monday through Wednesday. Thursday, she works at our local newspaper. And on Fridays, she works for Legacy Hospice. So she's pretty busy every day. So.
I just love it because I can bake all goodies.
She loves it so she can bake all the goodies. But we were actually at home one night and somebody had sent us a recipe for a Kool-Aid pie. So that kind of jump-started it. And then we made some cookies that same night. We called them Anna's Special Cookies. And we were selling them from our home for about a year, I guess, and then we ventured off into cheesecakes, and when you have cheesecake, you have to own a business, or, you know, have to be inspected by the state, so we decided to go all out, and so we do cheesecake, cookies, pies, muffins,
and cupcakes.
And cupcakes, that's right, so.
Well, it's one thing to just bake in the house for fun, mm-hmm. Friday night, whatever, just having some fun. It's another thing to decide to start a business. And how are you liking the business? Do you enjoy what you do?
Yeah.
I used to have a tortilla factory, and I decided one day that I wanted to make stuff outside of my home too, and so I started making tortilla chips, and I put them in grocery stores. And the thing that I loved the most about the business, Anna, was the people who came to me and how much they enjoyed our product. So if somebody tries your chocolate chip cookies, or they try other things, the cupcakes, and then they tell you that they really enjoy it, I know that that makes you feel really good.
Thank you for having me and loving me and supporting me.
Well, we do love you, and I know that Down Syndrome Alabama loves everybody out here, and that's why they have this walk today, to bring awareness to Down Syndrome. And I've had a lot of young people on my show, including Gabby's Grounds up in South Carolina. She sells coffee. Her and her mom have their business, John's Crazy Socks, Mark and John Cronin. He'll be on the show next week again. And then also Blake Snow Shack out in Texas. We've had a lot of these young people, and it's amazing the things that they've been able to do and give opportunities to other people, and saying we want to take some people along with us.
Yes, and just to, you know, there's so many misconceptions with Down syndrome. Like, a lot of people just don't see the possibilities that they can actually accomplish, and the joy that they take from it. Like, she is excited when somebody comes in and buys something and then tells her on the street. Like, we're on the street all the time, and everybody's like, I've had your goodies and they're delicious. So, yeah, she likes that, and I think it's very rewarding for her. So,
do y'all happen to know Hunter Norwood? A Little Something Extra ice cream.
I've never met them, but Michelle and I talk a good bit on Facebook, on Messenger. She actually hooked me up with something not too long ago. She helped me out with a few things, so we're very proud, and we want to come up here and see him because I think he's here on Saturdays.
He sure
so
is.
We are going to try to make that happen. We hope.
Well, Dawn and Anna Sykes, it's been great having you here on the Mark White Show to talk about 321 Sweet Treats. And when we come back, I'm going to have Dina and Ashley joining me to talk about Hey Girl. So thank you for being here today in Tuscaloosa, and thank you for what you're doing, including the work you're doing with hospice, Anna. That means a lot to a lot of families, too. My dad died of cancer, and hospice was really important to my family in his last days. So thank you for doing that, too. It shows that you care about people.
I really care about people. They are great. They are great for people.
Thank you, Dawn.
Yes, thank you for having us.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. And it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. The Mark White Show is one of my favorites. Mark, I want to thank you again for letting me be a part of your great show and let me share what's on my heart and on my mind and some of the thoughts and the music that we've created as a family that we found healing in. And thank you for letting me share it with you and for your listeners here.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome to a special edition of the Mark White Show from Tuscaloosa, Alabama at Down Syndrome, Alabama. I'm very excited to have with me right now Dina and Ashley Warren with Hey Girl Designs. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dina and Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
This is an exciting event. We've had a lot of different people show up. The walk is happening now here in Tuscaloosa. How does this make you feel, Ashley, to see so many people supporting Down Syndrome and the Down Syndrome community?
I'm good.
It is an awesome sight to see all the people that come out to support all the Down Syndrome children. We've got them here from little bitty babies to 60-year-old Down Syndrome adults. And it is so awesome to see everybody come together and do a walk to raise awareness and to just show the love to all these little extra chromosome people.
I know that Kelly Johns has worked very hard along with Kelly Peoples, who's in Hoover right now as we speak. And then there's another event in Auburn as we speak. How about Hey Girl Designs? Where did this concept come from to do Hey Girl Designs, Dina?
Well, we, Ashley and I started painting wooden door hangers about 3 years ago. We started out to raise money for Down syndrome for the month of October. We were just going to paint a few and sell them and give the money. And it just snowballed. So we decided we've got to have a name. And Ashley, any lady she sees anytime, she says, "Hey, girl."
Say it.
Hey, girl, hey. Hey, girl, hey. So that was the obvious name for our business. And so now we just have a little business here. It's just our therapy is what I call it. We paint door hangers. We do a lot of woodworking. We sell right now on Facebook. We're working on a website, but we do live videos. Hey Girl Designs on Facebook on Sunday nights at 6:30. And I always tell people, is this a real look into our lives? It's sometimes a circus.
I'm a circus now.
Sometimes there's no filter, so we don't know what's going to say, but you know what? That's just life.
That's right.
And we just want to show people that Down syndrome kids, they're just like everybody else. We have actually met several people, not met in person, but across the internet waves. There's actually a lady in the Netherlands that reached out to us. Her daughter is 8. She has Down syndrome. She just, as a fluke, caught our live. And she and her daughter watch our live videos, and that's when her daughter communicates the most with her.
Wow.
And so I've had a lot of Down syndrome moms reach out to me from all over the United States that watching it, it gives them hope. And so we realized this could be a platform. It's not just about painting. We can reach people to show that with people with Down syndrome, we're more alike than different.
Absolutely. And I had Michelle Norwood and Hunter with a Little Something Extra ice cream truck not just too long ago on the show. Mark Cronin with John's Crazy Socks, if you're familiar with John Cronin.
Yes.
He texted me the other day, and they're going to come on the show in another week.
Awesome.
And all of these people are showing what these young folks can do.
That's right.
And it's amazing to see the many opportunities, the businesses that are opening up. And not only that for them, but they're opening up the door to a lot of people, to their community, to say, hey, we've got a job for you. We've got a place for you to be. And that's fulfilling for any human being to know that they have a place where they fit and that they can enjoy their life surrounded by other people who care about them and love them, too.
Absolutely. I think it's just a fabulous idea to incorporate them into society, because they do have so much to offer. Ashley has so much love to give. She's a hugger. COVID threw her for a loop, you know, because you're like, don't touch, stay away. That was hard for her because she is a hugger. But she loves everybody, and we should all strive to be like that.
Now, Ashley, you have a friend that's with you as well. A homie with an extra chromie is what the shirt says. Who is that over there?
My cousin Carly.
Cousin Carly.
I think she loves you a lot.
Yeah, she let me mow my leggings.
That's their thing. I love you more than my luggage. So that's what she says, I love you, my luggage.
Yeah.
Right now, we're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at the Down Syndrome Alabama Walk. One taking place here in Tuscaloosa, another in Hoover, and also in Auburn. We're glad to have Dina and Ashley Warren with us right now with Hey Girl Designs. I'm excited to get to meet you today, Ashley. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the Mark White Show.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Special kind of
Thank you.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
This is Hunter Underwood with Anders Hotentra at Scream. We are singing the world one ice cream at a time. And you are listening to the Mark White Show.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow. Sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green.
As we close out today's show from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, with Down Syndrome Alabama, I have with me Kelly Johns, and we're celebrating Down Syndrome. We're celebrating these families who came out today, not just at the walk in Tuscaloosa, but the walk in Hoover, the walk in Auburn, and I wish them all the best moving forward. This is the very first inaugural walk here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. What do you think about today's event, Kelly Johns?
It's been wonderful. It was a better turnout than I could have dreamed. We had people come out, teachers coming and celebrating, former students, current students, family members, neighbors, and that's what it's all about. If you know someone with Down syndrome, come out and celebrate with us. And I mean that for next year and the year after and the year after that.
Kelly, as we've talked to Dina and Ashley and also Dawn and Anna, and we've recognized these families, of course, their connections are strong when it comes to this community, the people, the relationships that they've made through Down Syndrome Alabama. What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on how important it is that these families have other families they can connect with?
I think that that is a very important point, Mark. I think that a lot of families, like myself, when we find out that we're having or have had a child with Down syndrome, you feel like for a few moments that this is the first time this has ever happened to somebody, and you feel so alone, and what do I do? And to find another family and to hear a mom tell a story or share about a resource, and that moment where you go, yes, me too, yes, I felt that, yes, I thought that, yes, I found that, it is such a connecting moment. And with our children, we have to be so intentional with encouraging them to meet those milestones that they can meet, but they need encouragement. Those other families cheering us on, saying, they're going to get there. You be patient. You cheer them on. And those milestones are so sweet. And then you not only get to celebrate them with your child, but with those families who cheered you along the way. It is just such a wonderful, beautiful thing that I never knew that I wanted.
I recently had Angels in Disguise on the show, and one of their slogans is the gift of Down syndrome.
Yes.
Tell us about your gift. Since you have a family and you're involved in Down syndrome community and it's something that has affected you, what about your gift?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing to think about that as a gift, because so many people will describe Down syndrome as a disability. And it is a chromosomal disorder, and there are challenges that come with it, but there are also such beautiful moments. And I think it's those challenges and all that work you have to put in to get there that then makes that moment so much more beautiful and so richer. And it really is just such a wonderful gift to be able to experience this with my family and with other people here in West Alabama.
Kelly Johns, thank you for allowing me to be part of this effort here with Down Syndrome Alabama in Tuscaloosa today with Down Syndrome Alabama. I was glad to be able to bring my family out. Thank you for your work. I think it's been a very rewarding experience being able to enjoy this time together.
Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it so much, and we hope we see you next year.
Folks, I hope we'll see you next year as well. You can check out Down Syndrome Alabama, find out more about what their work is. And as always, folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. And I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
This is John from John's Ricky Stock. I love The Mark White Show. Trust your mic.
Well, let's all do something good.